The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday the 9th of January 2025 at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Escape from LA, and the time is 1 minute to 3 p.m. here in the UK, making it just coming up to 6 a.m. on the west coast of America and 10 a.m. on the east coast of America. Have I got that right, or have I made a bit of a mess there? I think I've made a bit of a mess. It'll be 10 o'clock and 7 o'clock. That's right. That makes sense. That was the time, 7 a.m. I used to record the late, great Dr. Lorraine Day. And now that it's just turned 3 p.m. UK, I am going to share a beer with you. So if you hear this sound, there we go. That is a Carlsberg. That's the time I generally open a beer each day. And, well, I can tell you about what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day, because I've already listened to it, and I do apologise for being so late today, but Thursdays are always later, as I don't leave my mother's until later in the morning. Then I've got to get my breakfast, I have that there, lunch, what have you, and I had the washing machine going, and it took longer than I thought, so I put my cleaning, got that done, and I've just finished it, and now I am doing the show. So what I have downloaded and already listened to today, so I can speak a little bit more about it rather than just titles. Richie from Boston dropped, all these shows weren't up there yesterday, but they were when I woke up this morning, so I presume they all went out yesterday. Hell has been released in real time. This is Richie from Boston's latest installment. How long's that coming in at? I think about 20 minutes, 21 minutes. It's always worth listening to him. He's got a lot of similar ideas on things that I have. So that was interesting. The first Reese report for about a month from the Reese report channel on rumble.com. That's only 5 minutes. So these are both videos as well, although the Richie from Boston video, it was jittering all over the place, and so he had some problem with the video recording, but it didn't affect the audio. I just downloaded the audio. But the Reese report, debt, jubilee, Bitcoin and the digital age, that's 5 minutes, so you've really got no excuses not for not going and listening to just 5 minutes, or even watching it. Sometimes I even watch them as they're so short. And then Richie Allen did a show with Mick Colostrum on his work on the London's Tube 77 bombings and the bus bombing and all that on July the 7th of 2005, rather. And he wrote a book as well called Terror on the Tube. He's always an interesting person to speak to. I've had him on the show several times. And finally, the final hour of the Jeff Rentz program. Sorry, the Richie Allen show, I'll just say, go to richieallen.co.uk. But the best thing, because he doesn't link to directly on his website to you have to go, I think, to Apple Podcasts. He links to that, which I believe you have to pay for. But he also still puts them up on podomatic.com. So if you go to podomatic.com and type in the Richie Allen Show, that is the link I have saved, and that's where I go to download his shows, and I can get them for free, whereas I'm not sure if I can get them for free at Apple Podcasts. And finally, obviously, rents.com. This is probably behind the paywall at rentsradio.com, but Gary Holland, another one of the guests I always listen to when he is on, he did a show entitled, and this is a lengthy one, Trump's plan to make Canada the 51st state, to recover the Panama Canal, and to take control of Greenland, latest on Vegas Tesla. And talked about a variety of things. Something else that they talked about that's not in there is the recent wildfires that they're still ongoing, sadly, for those of you in the California area. So please keep everybody over there in your prayers. But that was an interesting hour that touched on a variety of topics. Okay, so let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. And I'm actually enjoying doing this on a daily basis because I don't look for articles that follow on from what we talked about the previous day. But obviously, if I see something and it develops from something I've already talked about, then it's going to be of interest to me, because if it wasn't interest to me beforehand, I'd have never have talked about the original article. So I've got some articles here that show how some of the stories we've been talking about before have been developing. And the first one is, these are all Daily Mail. So I'll give you the headline. So you just have to put Daily Mail and then the headline if you want to read the whole lot. Heartbroken Hollywood actor whose house burnt down in the Palisades fire compares devastation to losing a loved one and reveals he has no insurance policy for charred property. And that is James Woods, who's lost his home. There are other people, Billy Crystal, I think Jeff Rentz ran through a few of the names with Gary Holland, and there were a lot that he didn't recognise, like myself, these sort of new people coming up. I think the newest actor I'm familiar with is Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's only a couple of years younger than me. So he might have had his 50th recently, so maybe he's only a year younger, not sure. But yeah, we'll look into that later, see where we are. At the moment with that, when I was out having my lunch to get some articles together for tomorrow's show, I did notice there was still, I think the top headlines are being dominated by these fires in California. And then we've got, is this the start of a new pandemic? As HMPV cases rise, everything you need to know about the mystery illness. The scenes are eerily familiar. Crowded hospitals in China overrun by masked patients seeking medical help as infection tears through the population. But this time it's not COVID-19 doing the damage. Instead, doctors are struggling to cope with high rates of sickness caused by a different organism known as human metapneumovirus, or HMPV. So they talk about it like that at the start, and it looks like real fear porn. But then the next line, it says, the virus causes cold and flu-like symptoms, but can be dangerous to certain groups, particularly children and the elderly. So how concerned should you be? And could this be the start of the next pandemic? Here's everything you need to know. Then they've got, what is MPV? Why are we only hearing about it now? These are topic headlines within the article. How dangerous is it? And that's a line I want to jump on. For most healthy adults, it's unlikely to cause serious problems, but in very young infants, as well as the elderly or anyone with a chronic illness including leukemia or rheumatoid arthritis, HMPV can lead to worrying complications. So while earlier in the year I'm thinking, here we go again, here comes the lockdowns, talked about the Bill Gates buying the shares in FedEx and that other trucking company whose name escapes me now, again you have to think back to things like monkeypox, and they were jumping all on monkeypox, and was it swine flu as well? It was something from last year as well, I remember, that all the time you're thinking, is this it? Is this it? Is this the next one? Because I have no doubt that they plan to lock us down again and go through that great charade that they went through before. But the question is this going to be it? Or is this just like those other two that I just mentioned that ended up being a bit worrying at the time but not developing into anything? Let's hope it is the latter. Okay, let's move on to this headline. Giving a colleague an air kiss is not sexual harassment, tribunal judge rules. Now, yesterday I tried to give you an example of some of these sexual harassment cases that make it to employment tribunals in the UK. And when you're trying to pull an example out of the air, it can be quite difficult. You can never pinpoint something exact, just something woolly from memory. So for this article to pop up yesterday, it was a great example to give you that someone could take something like an air kiss to an employment tribunal in the hope of winning a financial settlement from their employer. And that is how ridiculous things have gotten over in the UK. I wonder how it is wherever you are in the world. But something that's certainly, for me, is sexual harassment is this next article, which follows on from what we were talking about can't see it at the moment. Have I not pulled the article out? Let me just type something in. Daily Mail McDonald's. Trouble is I always save these onto my computer, but I had to email the headlines to myself, and I did put them all up on my computer, I thought, earlier. But yeah, here we are. McDonald's hit by more sexual abuse allegations. Staff claim they have been offered extra shifts for sex and been touched up by managers despite fast food chain's pledge to clean up its act. Well, as I said yesterday, I believe these are all franchise operations. And there wasn't there a case where there was a senior McDonald's employee, like a director or something, that was actually dismissed for sexual harassment. I'm just going to look that up. Dismissed sexual. Because if so, can't find it now, but there was, I thought that there was one guy that was a director, I think over in the UK, that did actually quit for something involving sexual harassment. There's a Guardian headline here from a couple of days ago. McDonald's sacked 29 people after sexual harassment allegations, MPs told. So I'm sorry I didn't look that up. Maybe you want to look into it. I can't do it really on a live show. Not, well, it's live for me. It'll be uploaded for you to download. But yeah, I'm sure that there was something. Leave it with me. I'll make a note, McDonald's director, and I will look that up for tomorrow's show. Okay, so then we've got teenage mother was abused by older Asian men from the age of 12. Teenage mother was abused by older Asian men from the age of 11, stabbed and drowned in a canal by her boyfriend in an honor killing. Now her family back calls for inquiry. Now her family backs calls for an inquiry, rather, into grooming gang's cover-up. She was a victim of a white honour killing, which I've not heard of before, in Rotherham in 2010. But again, we're seeing this ramping up of the anti-Asian, anti-Muslim sentiment. And it's sort of all coming at once, isn't it? And when I was listening to the Richie Allen show with Dr. Nick Colostrum earlier, they were talking about how back in 2005 with these terror attacks, there was a lot of speculation that these things were happening in order to justify you know, wars against Johnny Foreigner, namely people in the Middle East, like Iraq at that point. And that was what the suspicion was aimed at, especially when you looked at the bombs on the trains being blown upwards, indicating that the bombs were underneath and not being carried by people on the trains. When you had the Peter Power, what would you call it? Not documentary, but appearance on a, I think Sky News it was. Richie Allen actually played the clip, so it's worth going over there just to hear that and maybe cut and save your own copy. Just use MP3 Direct Cut or something and save that clip. It's well worth having. I mention it in my book, The Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded and Uncensored. And this guy, Peter Power, was running a company at the time that was carrying out drills at the exact same locations as these bombs went off. And they talked about, or Richie Allen did, contacting a mathematician around that time to see what the odds were of something like that happening by accident. Of course, it's millions and millions to one. So lots of interesting things there. And it's worth bearing in mind now that we're seeing all this ramping up of, what would you call it? It's very difficult to get my words right in the country that hates free speech so much. But it seems to be anti-Muslim, anti-Asian sentiment. And we will see how the geopolitics in that area of the world shapes up this year to see if this is part of a long-range plan to get people to not feel any sympathy to any countries that these people may have been alleged to have come from if they are planning to go to war with those countries. We have heard a lot about war with Iran being ramped up for many years. You might suddenly hear about a lot of Iranian nationals getting up to all sorts of nefarious activities over here and the UK and the US and what have you, so they don't get a backlash in any war they have planned for that. But we just don't know. It's important to see what's going on, keep it in your back pocket, so if something like that starts to happen, you can think, oh, so that's why they were trying to rile people up against these people. Then we've got Daily Mail headline, husband slams two-tier justice as wife 53 jailed for Southport Facebook post is denied parole, but some rioters are freed. Now, this is the woman who put up on Facebook that mosques should be blown up in response to the killings of three young girls in Southport. And she was eligible for parole 3 months into her prison term. However, she was deemed unsuitable for early release as her post included a threat to kill. Well, we've been through this, and again, I'm going to say it, even though my democratic right to free speech may prejudice me from doing so, I'm going to kill him, we should kill them. These sort of things that people say out of anger, you know, what's this woman's record? She's 53 years old. Has she ever killed anybody? You know, this should all have been taken into account, that this was somebody losing their temper. And I want you to contrast that headline with this, again from the Daily Mail yesterday. Thug 19 who punched random woman unconscious on the street while she was on a night out and left her with a brain bleed avoids jail. Now, who's the more dangerous? Some woman who loses her temper about three girls being killed in an attack at a nursery and writes something like I've just covered on Facebook? Or a guy that punches a random woman unconscious on the street while she was on a night out and leaves her with a brain bleed, who avoids jail completely? I'll let you be the judge. Okay, so then we've got Piers Morgan is leaving News UK to focus on expanding his uncensored YouTube channel in the US. Now, I haven't read beyond the headline, folks, because for me, uncensored and YouTube is like an oxymoron. They just don't go together, do they? So the whole idea of having a channel called Uncensored on YouTube, just for me, really is a measure of what this show is going to be all about. And as for Piers Morgan being uncensored, you know I'm no big fan of Tommy Robinson. But when he was on GMTV before Piers Morgan was forced off after remarks he made about Meghan Markle, Tommy Robinson turned up once. He was asked to speak about his views and what have you. And in his hand, he had a Quran. And in that Quran, he had little bits, tabs sticking out of it, which I'm very familiar with, because when I used to do shows on books and things like that, I'd mark up bits to read out, and because I don't like writing in books, you know what I mean? I like to just have these little tabs there, do the work, and then I can take them all out when the work's done. I digress, as usual. But Piers Morgan jumped all over him. No, you're not reading this. No, you're not reading this out. This is Piers Morgan, who's going to focus on an uncensored YouTube channel. No, you mustn't read this. So you mustn't quote from the Quran. Now, if he was holding, say, my book, The Synagogue of Satan, he could say, oh, no, that, but, you know, that's this guy. He's not a proper historian. He's blah, blah, blah. But this is the Quran. This is the religious book of Islam, just like the Bible is the religious book of Christianity. So you should be allowing someone to read from it. So what was in there that they were so desperate not to share? And it'll be interesting, won't it, to see if we start seeing some of the quotes that Tommy Robinson wanted to bring to people's attention in the mainstream media this year, won't it? Now that we're starting to see all these attacks on Islam and Middle Eastern peoples, shall we say. Okay, then we've got from earlier today, actually, I wanted to throw this one in. Man who wrote the anti-Starmer song Freezing This Christmas is sacked by the BBC after track climbed up the official charts. Now, I haven't heard this song, but it turns out that the guy is called Chris Middleton, and he unmasked himself as the brainchild behind Freezing This Christmas, which was released under the mock band name Sir Starmer and the Grammy Harmers. Now, he was a freelance newsreader for BBC Newcastle, and he revealed yesterday, he revealed yesterday that he had been let go by the corporation because of a conflict of interest. He had planned to release the tune anonymously, but said he had no choice but to go public when it started gaining media attention. He told GB News, "Do I stay anonymous and maybe the song won't do as well? Or do I put my face out there, put my name out there, and try to push the song as much as possible and raise awareness, knowing that potentially it would cost me my freelance job with the BBC. He told bosses he was going to appear on Martin Daubney's GB News programme to chat about his song, to which Mr. Middleton said they replied, okay, basically you can't work here anymore. So are the BBC endorsing the harm coming to these pensioners for the slashing of winter fuel payments, or are they just admitting that they are controlled by the government and there are things that they can't talk about? Now, we've heard about people being denoticed and stuff like that, so you get a topic that you know, the media pick up on, and suddenly they get something through from, I don't know, Official Secrets Act or something. There's a denotice, you're not allowed to talk about that, blah blah blah. But this seems like an overall policy that, because he admitted he'd done a satirical song, okay, basically you can't work here anymore. Well, it's very odd, isn't it? And one wonders if, I mean, I do believe that you can see, certainly with the BBC, there did seem to be some anti-conservative bias in the organisation. So I would wonder if the guy had released it about a conservative leader maybe adopting this policy, if he'd have got the same backlash from the BBC. This kind of flies in the face of my blackpilling, I hate to use that term. Well, I don't even know if I'm right, actually. I think the red pill is wake up, isn't it? And the blue pill is stay asleep. But then they've released all these different coloured pills. I don't really know what they all are. I have a general disdain for everything official, the news, what have you, governments. I think that they're all in cahoots together. And so I don't think necessarily that they would be more prejudicial against someone criticising Labour than they would Tory. in the grand scheme of things, but maybe certain things like this may have been different. We don't know. But either way, I think that it's very, well, it's just, the BBC is either a news organisation or it's a government mouthpiece. And I think when you hear a story like that, you're more likely to believe it is the latter. Okay, and finally, I'm not sure if this is one of the Mail's deep dive stories. Map reveals average penis sizes around the globe. So that's real newsworthy from the Daily Mail. I'm sure Lord Beaverbrook would be proud. Okay, I'm assuming, Lord, that was a good joke, that it was Lord Beaverbrook with the Daily Mail. It might have been someone else, and I made a bit of a hash of it, but you could look that up if you feel so inclined. Okay, so let's have a look at... Oh, I've gone down too far. Let's have a look at some mainstream media websites, see where we are. We've been going on for 25 minutes, so we'll make this short. Okay, if I can get to the right button... This is the current top article on Associated Press. It's Jimmy Carter's funeral. Live updates, Carter's final farewell. You can watch the Jimmy Carter funeral live on YouTube, and there's a link to that on the Associated Press website. And now we'll go down to the Daily Mail, see what's going on there. Astonishing video shows LA's scorched earth. Mile after mile of ruined mansions smoulder in jaw-dropping aerial footage as the city's worst ever wildfires still rage out of control. And this looks, it does look like devastation, just without opening the article, just being on the Daily Mail front page and seeing just rows and rows of what once were houses. The trees, though, they're all standing. Some of them look like they've got leaves on as well. So don't get me down this directed energy weapons route. We're not at the independent media yet, are we? But we'll be coming up to that shortly. So we'll have a look at the top 10 articles on the BBC at the moment. These are the most read, and they have their own little section if you scroll down on the BBC.co.uk/news website. Russia keeping close eye on Trump's claim to Greenland is the top. Second is latest on the wildfires. And then we've got, the fifth is how Elon Musk seized on a baseless memo claim to fuel wave of misinformation. There you go. So you make of that what you will. I've got no desire to even look at it. Why are UK borrowing costs rising and what does it mean for me? Well, it's going to mean we all have to pay more money. And the 10th headline, Paris Hilton and Adam Brody among celebrities to lose homes in wildfires. So there's a couple of other names of people who have been affected. And let's move over now to the independent news websites. Let's have a look and see what's going on over there. And I did look, I cheated, I looked at beforeitsnews.com earlier. I don't generally look at beforeitsnews.com when I'm doing a show until I'm doing the show with you. But as this morning I was looking for shows to listen to, I did have a peek and I was quite surprised. There didn't seem to be a lot about the wildfires on there, but we'll see if that's changed. That was what I was looking at that about 8 o'clock, 7, 8 o'clock this morning. So that was several hours ago. It's 3:26 now. Okay, so ZeroHedge.com, Inferno Chaos, this is their top story. Inferno Chaos, LA fire spreads to Hollywood Hills, 2,000 buildings destroyed, over 130,000 people evacuated. And there's a little quote here before you click onto the article. Seeing arsonists light a fire in LA, I have been told by the LAPD that arson is a major issue. This again takes me back to the Gary Holland show with Jeff Rentz, in which Gary Holland talked about the Eat the Rich campaign that you get in areas like California that could have something to do with this. Maybe, maybe not. Worth bearing in mind. One thing I will say, when it comes to something like wildfires like this, although I've just seen the trees still standing and the roads are all, well, you know, I don't know, you could set fire to granite roads or asphalt roads or whatever you call them. But have a look at that Daily Mail front page, and it's all like, it's almost, how can I, it's difficult to, I don't want to say, because obviously it doesn't look nice, but it doesn't look like things strewn everywhere, a wall collapsed here, a wall collapsed there. It's all these rows and rows of like rubble, and then you've got the trees and the roads in between, and it's almost like it's all set out neatly, which I'm sure is a horrible thing for anybody who's lost a home to hear, and I, you know, don't wish that on them. But I do find it very strange the way it looks. I would have thought you might have a fire and, you know, part of a house burns and a wall collapses one way on one house and something happens on the other, a roof falls forward. But it's just neatly little boxes of debris in a row. And I do find that strange. But I also find strange people who can suddenly come out and say it's XYZ or XYZ, that's what's done the fires, when they've got no real relationship to the environment which they're talking about. And I feel that when you see these things early on for something like that, you could say, well, you know, are you just clickbait? What's your evidence? Is that you're just saying something wacky about the fires just in order to get clicks on your website? Although if you look at something like a bombing that we just talked about, and initial, you know, the guy Peter Power, he came out the very days of the bombing, the very day rather, and said he was running drills at the locations where all the bombs went off. Well, on that very day, I was like, well, this is very fishy, because they were running drills on 9/11 as well, weren't they? And what's the chances of running drills at the exact same sites? So that's the sort of thing that you can, as the event unfolds, say, there's something not right here. But when it comes to these sort of things, beware of the clickbait merchants out there. Beware of the time stealers. Okay, so there's something on LA Fires on rumormillnews.com. Still not sure about that site. I'll give you their top headline. Annexing Canada would be like adding a second California. That's Canada are known for their liberalism, so that's probably quite an accurate statement. I can't see it happening though. But then again, remember all this American Union, North American Union, all that sort of stuff that they were all, I remember hearing all these old Tex Mars shows that they were going to bring United States, Canada and Mexico, they were going to bring them all together. And that was all the big talk all through the 2000s, that time. Well, maybe that is now being revisited as we see what the EU has done through their unelected block of people, imposing all these things upon its citizens that they don't want. So they might find that that's a good model to use over in those countries. So RT.com, Ukraine must take responsibility for Nazi legacy, Polish presidential candidate. Well, that's the top story. I'm not really too interested on that, but here's one. Trump tells California governor to resign. He's told Gavin Newsom to, he's accused him of prioritizing worthless fish over human lives with his water policies. And this, I believe, relates to the fact that many of the fire hydrants were empty. And I heard that it was due to this, was it a mayor who's over in Africa at the moment and hasn't come back, while all her people are suffering from these fires? But apparently, it's Trump has said, Governor, on Truth Social yesterday, he said Governor Gavin Newsom refused to sign the water restoration declaration put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snowmelt from the north to flow daily into many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way. So again, he said Newsom wanted to protect an essentially worthless fish called smelt by giving it less water. It didn't work, but didn't care about the people of California. Now the ultimate price is being paid. I heard it was something to do with the fire hydrants not having any water in them. So this is a developing story. Let's move on to rents.com. See what's going on over there. Just scroll down to the headline news section. I've gone too far. Oh dear, come on. Right. So, all about the fires, the first few stories. So, that's really what's dominating the rents website at the moment. And it's more on LA Mayor Bass freezes during questions about deadly wildfires. Mayor Karen Bass slashed LA Fire Department budget by $17.6 million. Megyn Kelly blasts LA Fire Chief and Mayor for prioritising DEI. California voted for water storage, but Newsom did absolutely nothing. And there you go. So there's a great deal of information on rents.com about these fires. Now we'll go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Top story caught on camera, arsonist starting fires in Santa Monica, California. Los Angeles mayor skewered by reporter at airport over LA fires. EarthNewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. Let's see if there's anything going on over there. We have a Rumble interview near the top. Judge Andrew Napolitano interviews Philip Giraldi. I actually had him on the show once. He's a very knowledgeable individual. And, yeah, so that's a 23-minute video, so you might want to check that one out. I might be going over there later. Download that. I like these type of shows. Now we'll go over to Sensor.News, the Mike Adams news aggregate website. And no surprise, the top story is his show from yesterday. I imagine his show from today will be going up any minute. He might even beat this one. I generally start checking for him around the 3 or 4 o'clock time. He puts bits of his show in different sections on his Health Ranger Report page on Brighton.com. But I did listen to something he was talking about yesterday, NVIDIA's mind-blowing new tech that will change the world forever. And he was really excited about all this, some powerful machine they've got that you can plug into your computer that can make movies for you in real time and all sorts of stuff. And it would have cost about $150,000 a year ago, and now you're going to get it for about $3,000. And I got a bit lost with it. Technical things I do get lost with. But I did listen to the full show, which was about 40-45 minutes yesterday, while I was busy tearing up boxes at my mum's house. And we'll close out with the BeforeIt'sNews.com top 10. So let's scroll down here. Go to, obviously, number 10. Went up 11 hours ago, 136 people viewing. Military to remove illegitimate American government, Trump and company going into hiding. Then we've got number 9, 141 people viewing. This went up 4 hours ago. What I found about the fires, you won't like it. And this is a guy, looks like Amish in the picture. Number 8 went up 9 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Estrianon, military leaks confirm Gazara's plan, preparing for what's coming 2025. Number 7 went up 9 hours ago, 175 people viewing. I will just stop here. One thing that did worry me about doing the Before It's News top 10 every day was if it was just the same bunch of articles moving around. But so far, the ones I've gone through, the first four, I've only gone up a maximum of 9 hours ago, so there's no way I could have covered that yesterday. So that was a fear about this section. It's a way of running through some of the more bizarre alternative media, just headline-based, to give you some additional information at the end of the show. So number 6 went up 4 hours ago, 191 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, Trump's big plan to use military and economic force revealed. And then it's got something about the LA fires, and the headline runs out. Number 5, there's the Before It's News subscription pop-up that we're going to close. Be gone. Number five went up 16 hours ago, 201 people viewing. And we know Trump shares disturbing message. No bigger threat to deep state than public awake. Number four went up a day ago. 217 people viewing Michael Jaco, David Nino Rodriguez and Scott McKay. This is it, folks. We've hit pay dirt. Trump wins. Yeah, it's a lot of information in there, isn't it? Number three went up 18 hours ago, 274 people viewing Benjamin Fulford. Urgent emergency. They were all executed at Gitmo. 2025. I thought that was a 2024 headline. Didn't I read that? Or was it even 2023, 2022, 2021? They were all executed at Gitmo. Seems very familiar. Number two went up 8 hours ago, 445 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, from Maui to North Carolina to Malibu. Disaster for profit, the same script. And that reminded me earlier, actually. I didn't see the same amount of media coverage of what was going on in North Carolina as I'm seeing here with California. That was something that crossed my mind. Could it be the difference in the perceived people involved in people affected rather in North Carolina and the people affected in California? Are some is it either of those groups we should have more sympathy for? That was something that crossed my mind. But here's the number one, went up 14 hours ago, 555 people viewing. Live, Mike King, drop Intel January the 8th. Trump, Q Secrets, special op in full swing. Get ready for the next phase. And let's get ready to close out the show. I want to thank all of you for bearing with me and joining me on this later edition of Today, Thursday, January the 9th show, 2025, Escape from LA. I'll be back with you all earlier tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and bye for now.